And now to California, where some people will celebrate the 4th of July on skis this year. Leslie McClurg of Here and Now contributor KQED visited the slopes recently in 80-degree weather and has our story.
Skiers and snowboarders tumble out of the gondola and buckle into their bindings at Squaw Valley Ski Resort. Lake Tahoe's turquoise waters glimmer in the distance. Nearby, a waterfall pours through a gap in the cliffs as the hot skies penetrate the snow. When Michael Visconti carves turns in the slush, a fan of water sprays out from underneath his skis.
It's a little bit like water skiing, but it's great coverage, so you can't complain.
This will be the fourth time Squaw Valley has been open on the 4th of July since the resort opened in 1949. At the top of a lift, women pose for photos in slinky bikinis, black lingerie, and red booty shorts. Yet it's Visconti's outfit that steals the show.
Well, I've got my signature zebra pants. I've got this sort of monster hat with light-up eyes and kind of pink fur. And it seems to be incredibly popular with the 5-year-old crowd who wants to know what kind of monster I am.
At the bottom of the run, Ben Johnson, Scott Harlan, and Chris Legend can't believe they're skiing in summer. But the bluebird skies are the highlight. The snow, not so much.
Sloppy, mashed potatoes.
It feels like a ice cream cone.
Thick and deep, mushy.
In the afternoon, I head down to the mouth of the Truckee River where Lake Tahoe exits. And I've rafted this section of the river in flat water on an inner tube, and it's about knee deep. And right now, it is literally white rapids just cascading, kind of ripping through.
It's too high to be rafting right now. The bridges, you can't go under them, so it's very dangerous.
Richard Sappho is a local raft guide. He means rafters would literally hit their heads.
Whether it's decapitation or a gnarly concussion, that'll definitely ruin your vacations.
The company Sappho works for offers trips down a safer section of the Truckee River closer to Reno. This year, Sappho warns his clients to hold on tight, because if they fell in, they could spend a long time in the icy waters.
Those rapids come alive, and the water is so high and swift that you might swim for 2 months.
The Associated Press is reporting that Western rivers have claimed at least 14 lives so far this year. River experts are studying the unusually high flows. Jeffrey Mount is a water expert for the Public Policy Institute of California, a think tank.
Our rivers are glorious right now.
Fresh water from the Sierra Nevada mountains is rushing all the way across the Central Valley and pouring into the San Francisco Bay, a few hundred miles east. The runoff is so powerful, it's pushing back the salty ocean to the other side of the bay.
So during this year, it was fresh almost to the Golden Gate.
That's much different than what happened during California's recent drought, when runoff barely trickled to San Francisco. But this winter was one of the state's wettest on record. In some mountain areas, there's twice the normal amount of snow for this time of year. But temperatures aren't as cold as generations ago. And Mount says that's a sign of climate change.
What we forget is this year is still part of our long-term trend that started back in the early 80s of warmer than average winters. So as we continue to warm, there's a lot of consequences.
Warmer temperatures mean melting snow evaporates quicker, trees bloom earlier, and soils dry up faster. Though Mount says that doesn't add up to another drought, at least not in the near term.
If I was forced to bet, I would bet on a wet year next year.
Wet years tend to cluster together, meaning the odds are slightly in favor of another snowy winter. Meanwhile, skiers like Michael Albritton are milking this year's final days.
It was a party on the slopes. Wonderful snow. Had a great time.
For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.